Century Group is one of the nation's leading sellers of safes. Since its birth during the Great Depression, the Rochester, New York company has seen sales increase during times of economic turmoil. From member station WXXI, Julie Phillip reports on the impact of today's economic crisis on the company.
About the same time Lehman Brothers was filing for bankruptcy and the Dow Jones Industrial Average began plummeting, Sandra McFarlane noticed something. Company sales were starting to rise.
Actually, it did catch us a little bit by surprise.
McFarlane heads up marketing for Century Group. Most of its safes end up in homes or small businesses. If you go to just about any of the nation's big box discount stores, office superstores, or do-it-yourself retailers, chances are you will find a Century safe. Century CEO Jim Brush tracks sales at several of these stores across the country.
And I saw an email this morning saying that a couple of our retailers were seeing month-to-date sales up 70% over prior year levels. Now, that's a lot different from what we saw earlier in the year when our point of sale was, up single digits.
Brush says he can't prove it, but he thinks it's fairly obvious the recent spike in sales is due to people losing faith in banks. McFarlane says a safe is a more secure place for cash than, say, a mattress or a cookie jar. But she's hoping all these new safe buyers are not putting their life savings inside.
We see ourselves as offering protection for valuables to give peace of mind in uncertain times.
Century markets its safes as protection from a short list of what they call perils. Banks are not among them.
That's not something that typically we would use as a peril. We go with fire, security, and water.
Glenn Miller spends most of his time driving around Western New York installing locks and offering security advice. He's been doing this for 30 years. Lately, he's been selling a few more safes, too, so he's decided to put more advertising in the local newspapers. This isn't just to cash in on growing demand. He says he also wants to educate. He says too many people run into Walmart and grab the first safe they see on display.
You pick up a safe that weighs 150 pounds, it costs you $150. If someone gets into the house, they could just carry that safe away, write you a little thank you letter, we'll open it later, and they'll just carry it off on you.
As for Miller, he says he believes in diversifying his assets. He's keeping some of his money in a safe, but only enough for emergencies. For NPR News, I'm Julie Phillip in Rochester, New York.
This is NPR News.